Hey, Seth, aren't you on the line?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you for joining. So we got James with Marine Corps Times on here to ask you a few questions regarding your involvement at First Mardiv Schools and the squad Super Squad competition. So, James, take it away.
All right, great. Well, first of all, I want to say, thanks for your time. I know this was kind of a quick turnaround, so that's very much appreciated.
Oh, no problem, sir.
So, I've covered a little bit of Super Squad in the past. Last year, I guess, as 2nd and 3rd Marine Divisions kind of jump-started their competitions. So was excited to see you guys have got this on the West Coast now, too. And just kind of wanted to get your feedback a little bit of background on kind of, how things went. Do you want to open it up with anything, or should I just run through a couple of questions?
Whatever's easiest for you, sir. I mean, I can talk freely, but I mean, if you want to ask me some questions and get probably what you need so I don't go off on a rant on something that you don't really need, that's probably a little bit better.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I'll run through these, and then, if I don't ask you about anything you think's important to include, feel free to add that. But, yeah, I guess just to kick things off, first time in, I think I was told, maybe about 15 years that you guys have held this. So maybe you can kind of tell me, how momentous is that, and how do you see these competitions as kind of important to the division?
We had Gunner Kaiser here, the division gunner. I think he said the last one was ran in 2001. So right about that 15-year. And I think competition is what keeps the Marines sharp, having the competitive drive and to be the best. These guys competed at their battalion levels and were hand selected by their battalion commanders to come up here and represent their battalions. And then, we had 7 different infantry battalions competing to see who was the best. And it really pushed the Marines physically and mentally just to break those barriers and really see how far they can push themselves, and it was awesome.
Okay, great, great. I think you just said this, but how many squads were there?
7 infantry battalions.
Okay.
And, or 5 infantry battalions, and then we had LAR represented with 2 squads.
Okay, all right. So for the most part, it was kind of 1 squad from each, and then you said with LAR it was 2 squads, so 7 total?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. You raise a good point, and I've heard other guys say this, Marines are kind of competitive by nature, so this is kind of a forum where they can, maybe step up and hone their skills through competition. Maybe you could expound on that, kind of how this drives, at least within the infantry community, Marines to kind of, simply put, improve their skills.
So the course we had set up, it was a 4-day period, and it covered all the major components of warfare, offensive, defensive. There was a marksmanship portion in there. There was a physical portion. And I think, all in all, I think there was 9 different evaluated events. So the Marines really had to come together as a squad while they were out there during the offensive and defensive. They competed for about 48 hours on little to no sleep throughout the whole time. So it was really the teamwork that they used to push through the, going from the patrolling phase to the defensive phase. Then they did like a 9-mile movement to an offensive attack. It was taxing, and just the camaraderie that it built between the squad, I would say, is immense, even for the guys who didn't win. I'd say all the other squads that at least competed really came together as a unit and all got better from the competition.
Okay, all right. So it sounds like it kind of, pushed guys, not just physically, but mentally. And I understand there was also at the beginning some sort of written test on basic infantry skills. So would you say it's fair to say that it was not just, it was multifaceted, it wasn't just physical?
Oh, it was a well-rounded, it started off with a combat fitness test, and then it went straight to the written test, which was a 50-question test that we came up with, and then they rolled into a patrol order, then they executed a patrol, defensive order, defensive operations, offensive order, offensive attack, and then they moved into the final marksmanship phase of the squad competition. So it was a really well-rounded competition for all the Marines.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I know this is probably kind of a subjective, open-ended question, but, you know, first time in 15 years, you know, how momentous is that, and what were kind of some of the emotions that accompanied that, you know, not just for the winners, but, you know, for the battalion as a whole?
You know, trying to think how to word this. Sorry.
And like I said, I know it was kind of open-ended, so.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I thought was neat about this whole thing is afterwards when we brought everybody in and they got to, like, socialize with each other, not internally as squads, but as, you know, the best infantry squads from throughout the division. We had, like, a little warriors meal and stuff like that. And I thought, like, the cohesion there and just kind of, like, that experience there, I thought that was awesome for all the guys that competed. You know, these guys are getting to meet their peers from other infantry battalions and talk about what they do and how they, you know, handle different situations. And I thought that was almost as important as the actual competition. It's just that little cohesion we had at the end, mm-hmm. I thought that was really good.
Okay. And you said also talking about how they handle different situations. So, you know, cohesion's part of it. Do you think it was also beneficial sort of sharing, you know, different takes on, you know, different ways to approach the same problems?
Absolutely. You know, I was only there for a little bit at that Warriors meal, but just kind of going around and they were talking about what they did for the different things, like how they executed their attacks and stuff like that. And just kind of the, you know, because there's many different ways to conduct an offensive attack. And the range we set up for them, it wasn't, you know, you can only do this one thing. They really had some freedom of movement. And just to see the way that everyone handled it and everybody attacked it differently but still accomplished the mission effectively, mm-hmm. I think was really important.
Okay, okay. And now, you know, I'm kind of curious, and maybe it's too early to say because this is the first one in so long, but, you know, can you say anything maybe about how you think those victorious Marines will kind of be perceived? You know, I know they've got something on their uniform now. You know, how do you think other Marines will look at that, and do you think it's something to aspire to?
Absolutely. You know, for the first time in, you know, almost 15 years doing this, you know, no one's seen the badge in 15 years. So there's multiple generations of Marines have never seen that Super Squad badge. So I think when they're walking around and they're wearing that, I think, you know, the question is going to be asked is, hey, you know, what is that? How'd you get that, you know? And then these junior Marines, as they're coming up to be filling those team leader and squad leader billets, I think that's going to make them hungry because that's, like, you know, another distinguishing mark to show that you're the best, you know?
Right. Okay. All right. So I guess, you know, the positive effect there is potentially, you know, like you said, if it makes them hungry, then makes them work a little harder, you know, hoping they can get that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you know, this may not at all be the case, but I know 2nd Marine Division didn't do this. 3rd Marine Division kind of broadened it. So they had the super squad, you know, for the rifle squads and all that. And then they kind of opened it up to, or I guess parallel competition, for kind of other guys, you know, crew-served weapons and that kind of stuff. So it was kind of a big, you know, couple competitions running together. Is that something you guys have thought about or discussed, or are you guys kind of keeping it to the traditional super squad stuff?
Those conversations may be occurring, but I'm not in that forum.
Okay, no worries. So I'm trying to think what else I can ask you. I mean, you know, a lot of this matches with what I'd heard from some of the other divisions in years past, you know, just kind of that, you know, it was a great event both in the way it kind of brought squads together internally and then also, you know, just kind of, like you said, between squads, kind of that camaraderie it built. You know, any other unique attributes of the competition or things you think are important to highlight?
Kind of going off with the your last thing there, we did kind of open this up, and there for a while, like 1st and 3rd Tanks were going to have a squad that represent them down here.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just an infantry thing only. You know, we opened it up to LAR. They brought two squads down from first and third, and Tanks was preparing for it and stuff like that, but then they kind of fell through at the last. But, you know, we were trying to get kind of a well-rounded, I guess, kind of open it up to whoever wanted to compete and whoever wanted to see, if, you know, how they stack up against the best.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So, you know, I don't mean to use a, you know, common phrase, but sort of the every Marine rifleman, so you'd have some other units kind of also test their basic infantry skills, something we might see next year as well?
Hopefully, yes, sir.
Okay, cool. All right, well, you know, one other follow-up question. You said 50-question test. I'd seen in, I think, one of the stories, 100-question. Should I stick with the 50 number?
It was a 50-question test.
Okay, got it.
Yes, sir. Each one was worth 2 points.
Okay, got it.
Yes, sir.
All right, and these stories here got some pretty good detail, so I'm trying to think. Well, anything you learned this year, or you know, any do you think the competitions will be tweaked at all next year, or maybe a better question is, you know, will you guys kind of mix it up on Marines, or?
I think so, sir. I think we learned, you know, for the first time running in 15 years, I think there was some lessons learned on our part as kind of the planning and coordination phase and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know it will be tweaked, and I know it, you know, our goal is to always provide a better product and a more, a tougher competition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal at the end of the day, is to provide tough, realistic training for these Marines to see who's the best.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're going to, it's not going to happen. I think we're guessing it's going to happen around June time frame next year.
Mm-hmm.
But we've already said that in February we're going to start our planning phase for it to make sure we provide the best product to the infantry battalions.
Okay. And, you know, you talked about kind of tough, realistic training. You know, were you able to observe some of the competition? Were there areas that you saw that were maybe most challenging for most of the squads, or were they excelled, you know, on the other side?
Yeah, so I was part of the planning for the entire competition, but the party I evaluated was I did the CFT, I did the written evaluation, and then I did the squad live fire attacks at range 408. So the most taxing thing that I seen that the Marines had to deal with was going from that defensive position and then conducting that 9-mile movement to get to that offensive thing. I mean, that was really draining and taxing on the Marines, just that movement up the mountain to get to range 408. That's where really where I seen the Marines push the hardest, and that's where you seen the teamwork come into play, where some Marines were carrying other Marines' packs and stuff like that because it was such a strenuous movement.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I think I'm fresh out of questions. Anything else you think is important to address?
Not that I can think of, sir.
Okay, well, you know, I really appreciate your time, and I think these comments are insightful. It'll give me a little more context for the story. But yeah, I'll keep you guys in the loop. I was saying I think Monday we'll have it in the paper, possibly online earlier, so I'll let you guys know if that's the case.
Yeah, thanks, okay. James. And, Staff Sergeant, I'll make sure I shoot you that link as soon as he sends it my way.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you, Staff Sergeant. And, James, again, this is just, you know, Marines hunger for competition. We always want to be number one. So when we get that opportunity, it's great. And like Staff Sergeant said, when Marines see a new badge or something like that, it pushes them to work hard and be a part of that squad that the battalion commanders choose to represent their whole battalion. So, awesome. Thank you so much, Staff Sergeant. That was really, really great. And, again, I'll keep you in the loop on when this is being released.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Yep. Right, and, James,
yep.
If you need anything else, you know, please feel free to call me on this work phone or BlackBerry. I have all day, all night. So.
Okay. Sounds good. I really appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.